I'm on the line. All right, joining us from the Washington Post is soccer writer and reporter Stephen Goff. How's it going today, Stephen?
Hey, good. Glad to join you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us and taking time in your obviously busy schedule. A lot to talk about in the soccer world. I know you wrote an article for the Post just yesterday on a big move DC United made in the MLS with a big trade. They traded away striker Fabian Espindola to Vancouver in exchange for Patrick Mullins from New York FC. So can you just speak to us, what was the thought process behind this move by DC United, how head coach Ben Olsen feels about it, and what are their plans, you know, moving forward? We know they're seventh in the Eastern Conference standings, 11 points behind league leaders NYCFC.
Well, they moved to Spindola for a couple of reasons. I mean, one, the team's just not scoring goals.
Right.
They're second to last in the league in scoring. So something had to change. And with Spindola, he's been an influential player for three seasons now in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But he also is, he's the highest paid player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the last year of his contract. So if they're going to make a move with him, it was going to have to be this summer. It was a tough place for the team. Chances are they were not going to re-sign him at a designated player rate for next season. So they had to get something for him, and the time was now. Also, Ben Olsen is using a new playing system.
Mm-hmm.
And in that system, the Spindola doesn't have really a natural position. He's kind of a floater, who likes to improvise and in a hybrid role.
Right.
And he's not a natural wing. He's not a natural playmaker. He's not a natural striker. So where do you play him?
Mm-hmm.
That became an issue as well. Patrick Mullins is a young, up-and-coming player, which DC thinks will become a bona fide scorer in this league. They're not looking for him to score 20 goals or anything like that, but
mm-hmm.
they'd like to see, they'd like to have a consistent striker out there who would fit into the system naturally. Now, this doesn't mean he's going to start every game and play every minute. I mean, they have three strikers now,
right.
Patrick Mullins, Alhaji Kamara, and Alvaro Salario. So there's certainly a competition for playing time. But they like Mullins. His salary is pretty low. He's from the University of Maryland. There's some local connections there, obviously. So they like his potential. We'll see if it pans out.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. And we know that, DC United's, star goalkeeper, Bill Hamid, just, got back from a major injury that had forced him to sit out for the last couple months. And he's been, flourishing over the last few games. We know that he signed a new contract extension with United. But there were, talks about him possibly going overseas to one of the top five major leagues in Europe. More specifically, I heard rumors about Norwich City. I saw that on his Instagram page, and he obviously deleted it. But just speak on Bill Hamid and what he means to this team, and his place on the United States men's national teams, because everyone figured once Tim Howard's reign was over that this guy would be the next starting goalkeeper for U.S., but obviously injuries have kind of set him back. And we've seen an older goalkeeper in Guzman take that place. So, just speak on Bill Hamid for DC United and his place on the U.S. men's national team. Do you think he'll regain that starting goalkeeper tag?
Well, as a starting point, goalkeepers mature later in their career.
Right.
And Bill's only, I think, 25 or so. So he's, in the scheme of things for goalkeepers, he's very young. He does not have a lot of international experience yet.
Right.
Klinsmann started to work him in to the top three rotation in the last year or two. Injuries set him back. Clearly, he was not going to start for the U.S. national team anytime soon. Tim Howard and Brad Guzan, guys with Premier League years of Premier League experience, are far ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
That said, you know, he's a rising prospect with the national team. Had he not gotten injured back in, during the winter, during the MLS offseason, he would have been in camp, the winter camp in January, would have gotten some time there, probably would have been called up for the qualifiers in March, and more than likely would have been selected for Copa America. But, you know, the injury just pushed the timetable back. You know, he's in the mix. He's having a terrific season, you know, although he came in very late because of the injury. You know, in my opinion, he's the best keeper in the league. And, you know, he continues to get better. He has rescued DC United so many times over the last two or three years particularly. You know, he's a game changer, and that's what you need out of a goalkeeper at any level, a guy that's going to make stops that win games for you or help you gain a point on the road when, you know, all indications show that you're going to lose. You saw that in Real Salt Lake a few weeks ago when he made save after save after save, and then United scored a late equalizer and got a point. So, you know, that's his importance to DC United. That said, you know, Travis Wara, who filled in for several months, was very good. Not as good as Hamid, but he was, for a guy with so little experience, he did very well. So they also like Travis Wara. And if at some point Bill Hamid is transferred overseas, you know, Travis Wara's got a future with this team as a starter, perhaps. So that's a position DC United does not have to worry about in the near future, for sure.